The study predicts it will be costly to give ex-offenders increased support in the early days of their release, but Linda Ketchum of the Madison Urban Ministry says the report also points out something her group has found. If offenders don't get help in finding housing, jobs, and emotional support in the first few days after their release, they'll likely end up back in prison for committing a new crime, and that will cost taxpayers more in the long run.
I think it's a bigger public safety issue when you have people who can't find jobs wandering around with nothing to do all day and really nothing to lose than when people come out of prison are able to find a job, able to find a place to live and rebuild their lives.
The study also calls for more intensive pre-release programming so offenders can avoid the revolving door back into prison. Ketchum says the Department of Corrections is beginning to invite groups like hers into prisons to create circles of support for ex-offenders before they're released. But she says the job is a labor-intensive one.
There are constraints. One is that each circle of support requires 4 to 5 volunteers willing to make a weekly commitment for up to 6 months. We can only have as many circles as we have volunteers.
Ketchum says some of the constraints are coming from state legislators. She says she hopes the state assembly reads the new report's emphasis on helping ex-felons get jobs. The Assembly recently passed a bill making it easier for employers to fire or refuse to hire people based on their criminal record. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.